Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to Beth Chapman.
Okay, yeah.
She died, as you know, about 7 or 8 and 10 days ago or so.
Wait, how many?
I don't know, 7, 8, 10 days ago, or I don't know. It's been a couple of weeks, right? It's been a while.
I know, but that's a weird number to...
I'm a little surprised
because
that...
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm a little surprised that it's taken this long to put this together, is what it's going to say.
Oh, but they
for
just
the
did
Aurora
it in Hawaii,
thing.
Though. They just
but they did it in Hawaii, and I guess she had the 4th of July weekend, too. So
right, so here's the crazy part about who's putting this together. So Beth Chapman, they did Hawaii already. Tootie is putting together her memorial service.
By the way, Beth Chapman was the wife of the dog, the bounty hunter.
Right. So Beth Chapman's upcoming memorial service here in Aurora, where thousands are expected to attend, is being run, they're saying, like a major, this is from TMZ, I'm just reading, is being run like a major Hollywood production. And that is why showbiz vet Kim Fields, you might know her as Tootie, Sean, sing a little Tootie.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
The facts of life.
There's a time when you can grow and show, and all you do is then you know the facts of life.
The facts of life.
Tootie, tootie, tootie.
Yeah, she's running the show, man.
Tootie fruity.
Kim is spearheading the elaborate ceremony, coordinating all the security, overseeing production. Now, here's the weird part I don't understand. One part says that Kim Fields has relocated to Aurora, but another one says that her pastor actually started a new church here and that she still lives in Atlanta. So I don't know if she lives here in Aurora or she lives in Atlanta, because she was one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kim Fields was. But nonetheless, she joined Beth's place of worship, Heritage Christian Center, and so she's going to happily help with all the arrangements.
This is a little bizarre, I got to be honest, because A... Well, no, it's a little bit bizarre. No, you're looking at me and rolling your eyes. They're like, okay, BJ, be careful what you say. No, my opinion is this. Reading this story, A, Beth had never met this lady.
No.
Never met her.
Right.
So she has nothing tied to Beth's life.
Kim says, let me just say, I understand that they never met in person, but Kim took on this massive project because she felt like God was calling her to help people in mourning.
Okay. Bizarre. A little bizarre.
Anyway, so she's pulling off all this with local police officers to make sure the venue is extremely safe, secure, and they say a massive crowd is going to collect in Aurora for this.
When is it?
See, it doesn't give the date yet.
What's the date of this thing, Sean?
The service Kim's planning is part of Beth's final wishes. We're told the church will be heavily decorated with hundreds of stargazers, stargazer lilies, Beth's favorite flower. I don't have the date yet. It doesn't say. So I know she's just planning it right now. I don't know.
And what's bizarre about this story is I didn't see anywhere in this story, and it's like a couple of pages long, I didn't see any quote whatsoever or anything said by the dog himself. It's all about her, Kim.
What do you have, Sean?
I think that's weird.
Services will be held at Heritage Christian Center. And doors will open at 1. This will be on July the 13th.
Okay, there we go. We have a date after all.
Services will start at 2 p.m. Doors open at 1 o'clock. Get there early.
So that's Saturday.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, that's sad.
This Saturday.
Both Beth and Dog were born in Denver. Yeah. She died June 26th after a battle with cancer. She was 51 years old.
Man.
So Saturday. So get there early. Like Sean said, we'll post it if you want to go. It's the Heritage Christian Center. Is that what it says? Okay. And again, the doors will open at 1 p.m.
All right. There you go. That's the info.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.